Welcome to another installment of Mental Model Monday. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II. Picture this. You got some termites, and they caused a hole in your room. To solve this problem, you put a pitcher where the hole was. So the problem solved, right? Of course not. While you might not see the hole, the termites are still there, they're eating away, and they're enjoying their life. And while this example may seem random, it may seem out there, this is the same approach that many people use with their health, with their energy, and with their performance. They treat the symptom and not the cause. And to no surprise, the problem rears its ugly head back months later, and it's often worse. This is also the way that most of the conventional medical system operates. You only get help once a situation arises. It's being reactive instead of proactive. I bring this up because over the last week or so, I've started to see more people at the gym now. I'm seeing more people post about their fitness. So perhaps these people want to get rid of their pandemic pounds. They want to get rid of that quarantine 15, whatever nickname that you want to attach to it. Because over the last year, the average person, they've gained about 25 pounds. Maybe yours wasn't 25, maybe it was only 10. Nevertheless, a lot of people's healthy habits have dipped in the last year. Maybe you don't get enough sleep, or you have poor quality of sleep. Nevertheless, it's easier to identify the symptom than the cause, because the symptoms often present themselves through illness, extra body weight, low energy, or performance issues, if you catch my drift on that one. So it's time to stop treating and approaching your health as if it's a game of whack-a-mole. Now let's use someone who put on some weight during the quarantine. They immediately identify the symptom, which is the weight gain. It's not too hard to do. They just look in the mirror. And most likely will never take the time to identify the root cause of this symptom. And this leads them susceptible to riding the seesaw with their weight. So perhaps they're motivated. They'll lose this weight in the next few months. But what about when the next stressful event comes? What about when the next thing that breaks up the routine comes and they never identify what the root cause of the initial weight gain was? So they're back at square one. It's always those 15 pounds, and then it'll probably become 20, and then 25 each time they have to go back on the seesaw. So sometimes a symptom though can be related to more than one cause. And in order to understand what is going on in the body that produced the symptom, in this case, say it's the extra 15 pounds, you need a proper evaluation. This can be a history, this can be a workup, auditing your day-to-day life, and various testing, amongst many other things that you can do. But here's why most are not going to do this, let's be honest. This process takes longer, it requires patience, it's not sexy, and people want results yesterday. People want their weight gone yesterday. If you put on weight over a year though, what makes you think that you can get rid of it in 3 weeks? And also, to put together a treatment plan that deals with causes and not symptoms, you must thoroughly understand your own psychology. What makes you tick? What motivates you? What activities are effortless to you? And many more things. Develop a scouting report of yourself. And as we close this out, here are some questions that you can start asking yourself so you can better understand yourself and get to this root cause instead of just hanging out at the surface level where you just see the symptom. Am I acting on impulse or emotion instead of just thinking things through? What do I want? Not just to lose weight. How much weight? What does life look like at this new weight? What's my next step? What's the smallest, most immediate action that I can take right now to move this needle forward? Number three here, what's standing in my way? I want you to identify 2 to 3 chokeholds. Next, how might I screw this up? We all have various ways that we can self-sabotage ourselves. The last one here, who do I need to be in order to have this goal that I want? Now, accomplishing goals are about tactics and strategy, of course, but the biggest piece of that pie comes down to your identity and your beliefs. So it's time to change the way you approach your health, time to change the way you approach your energy and your performance. Symptoms will never stop developing unless their causes are addressed. So get rid of the termites once and for all and treat the cause, not the symptom. So stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace.